even though Christmas is only finished on the Epiphany, I mean, rather, Candlemas, this is still the season after the Epiphany. And of course, there are two cycles, so we will see next Sunday that we already have Septuagesima, and the acolytes will wear black and not red. And then the next day, they will wear red for Jesus, the presentation in the temple, and the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary according to the law of Moses. But today we have the third Sunday after the Epiphany. And then, of course, St. Paul always gives us some very good advice to do good and not evil. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And that is necessary, but it's also very difficult. When we are hurt or insulted by someone, we don't want to say something nice to them. We don't want to say, oh, go right ahead and continue with your wonderful praises of me or whoever. No, we want to tell them off. But that's not what St. Paul says. You need to be patient. You need to be charitable. Put on charity, it says elsewhere. And of course, that is very, very difficult. And as a Spaniard, that is very difficult. And I remember my fellow Spaniard, St. Teresa of Avila, when somebody was really nasty to her, she bid them goodbye after the audience, and then she said to him, "May God return to you the same kindness that you have given to me." Now that is a really good comeback for evil. You're not saying anything bad. I mean, you could. You could use the fingers too, but no. Not allowed. Not allowed. But do not return evil for evil, but good for evil. And if there's nothing more you can do, just turn around and go. In the Gospel, however, we have an example of faith. And you know, some of us, and I would say, unfortunately, that those of us who are traditionalists, and we are, and we're not embarrassed about it, we're not ashamed about it, but some of us think that we got the upper hand on everybody else. And, of course, that is not the case. Here we have a pagan, a centurion, who is not one of the Jews, that because salvation comes from the Jews. Don't ever let anybody forget that. You know, the evil of anti-Semitism that exists in some parts of the world, even in this new country, that is not acceptable to God. Because Jesus and Mary and Joseph are Jews. They didn't give up their citizenship or their passport, which they didn't have in those days. But we must love our friends and our enemies. Of course, a lot of them have become our enemies because most Jews are Sadducees. They don't even believe in the resurrection or heaven or angels or hell. They think they're like animals. The minute they die, that's it. They get buried and goodbye. No. Christ, the apostles, and we are Pharisees. We believe in all those things which I mentioned before, that the Sadducees refused to believe. So, here is one of those instances when those who think they had everything do not have everything. And of course, we must not be like them. And so, this centurion, a pagan, comes. He has heard about Jesus, and he believes. Somehow or other, you know, God gives the gift of faith where and when you least expect it. You'd be surprised how many times I'm in the street or in the mall or the shopping center or whatever it is, and somebody comes up to me and says wonderful things that no Catholic would say because they're embarrassed or they just don't believe it. Well, God gives faith whenever and however he wills. And so this centurion, Now Christ had already made clean the lepers. Whether he was around seeing it or not, I don't know. But it seems like he comes up to him, not that he was not present there already. And he says, "My servant." And of course, in the tradition of that time, he said, "Puer, my boy," which is the servant, the slave. "He is dying. Could you come and heal him? Could you do something for him?" And of course, our Lord says, "I will come and heal him." And the centurion then has another light of faith. "Lord, you don't even have to go there. You can just say it." I mean, what faith is that? From somebody who didn't study the Baltimore Catechism, I hate to tell you. "Come, you don't have to come. Just say the word." And that's what it was. "I'm not worthy that thou should enter under my roof, but just say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Just say the word, and my boy shall be healed." And our Lord said, "So it is going to be. As thou hast believed, so be it done." And at that very moment, the servant was healed. And when he went back, he found out it was at that very same moment. So faith is very important. And faith is very necessary. And of course, we have many trials and tribulations that we have to undergo in this life, in the world and in the church. But if we have faith, all things will be made well. And of course, we give thanks to God. There are many things that are already changing to the proper way. The Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, has begun to wear his proper sash, for instance, which he did not do. Francis did not do it. But then, you know, he's, as St. Mary Major, is under the ground. Forget him. And then he has begun to use beautiful, beautiful vestments. We are still waiting for the red shoes and the tiara, and they will come, but not yet. And so we give thanks to God that he has sent us this Pope, who happens to have been born in America, and that makes no difference about anything anyway. But he's definitely more traditional. And as we have heard and experienced, he was saying the traditional Latin Mass in private, even before he was elected to become Supreme Pontiff. Now we need to wait for him to say it as Supreme Pontiff. And so we pray, faith, faith, faith. O Lord Jesus, thou canst do it. Just raise thy hand and say, "Leo, you shall say the Trinity Mass at St. Peter's Basilica." Now many cardinals are saying the Mass there, the traditional Mass. This was not possible before. And, of course, among other things, which I will say to you because some people are probably wondering, well, why is this crazy Spanish priest still has a nativity scene up? In Rome, until Francis, the nativity scenes in every church were kept up till the day after Candlemas. And so it is here. And we're not going to change. Somebody tried to get me to change before, and I said, "Do whatever you want, but you're not going to make me change." And so it is. So after Candlemas, we will sadly take it down because it is so beautiful. It reminds us of the most beautiful miracle of the birth of the Son of God and the Son of Mary, the ever Virgin Immaculate Mary, mediatrix of all graces, co-redemptrix of all mankind. That no silly prelate can change or take away. Don't mess with the Mother of God, or God is going to get you. So we give thanks to God that little by little our faith is being paid off. And we will see many wondrous things come to be that we would have never expected. When I was ordained this mask was forbidden by some people who changed everything. And St. Paul VI was weak, and he agreed, but he should have not. Saints make mistakes. But I never would have dreamt that a bishop would tell me or ask me to say the traditional mass. And it was at the end of the 20th century that the then Bishop Ricard called me up, and I didn't want to talk to him. And my housekeeper said, please, please talk to him. Okay, but I don't want to talk to that guy. And then he says, and that was before I was a canon, Father, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to say at least once a month, if not more, the traditional Latin Mass. And I said, what? And he said, yes. And so I said, okay, but I will determine when and where and what publicity I will do. I will not be dictated to that I cannot put it in the paper or whatever, as Francis later did in Traditiones Custodes, which needs to be abrogated and erased from the books of the Acta Apostolica Sedis. And so I never imagined. And here we are. And not only on Sundays once a month, but every Sunday and every day of the week. So thanks be to God. But you know, we as Catholics must have courage. And we must do what is right. And we must pray and beseech Almighty God to return the things that are right. Lord, thou dost not have to go to my house. Just say the word, and my boy will be healed. Domine nostrum dignus, ut interest subtectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo, et sanabitur anima mea. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.